Jasher chapter 7. And these are the names of the sons of Noah, Japheth, Ham, and Shem. And children were born to them after the flood, for they had taken wives before the flood. These are the sons of Japheth: Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tyrus, 7 sons. And the sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, Repath, and Togarmah. And the sons of Magog were Elikanaph and Lubal. And the children of Madai were Akon, Zelo, Kazonai, and Lot. And the sons of Javan were Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodonim. And the sons of Tubal were Ariphi, Kised, and Tearai. And the sons of Meshech were Dedon, Zeron, and Shabashnai. And the sons of Tyrus were Benub, Gera, Lupirion, and Gilak. These are the sons of Japheth according to their families. And their numbers in those days were about 460 men. And these are the sons of Ham: Cush, Mitzrayim, Phut, and Canaan, 4 sons. And the sons of Cush were Seba, Havilah, Septa, Reama, and Satija. And the sons of Reama were Sheba and Dedan. And the sons of Mitzrayim were Lud, Anam, and Pathros, Casloth, and Kaphtor. And the sons of Phut were Gebel, Hadan, Bena, and Aden. And the sons of Canaan were Zidon, Heth, Amorai, Girgashai, Hivai, Arki, Sinai, Erodai, Zamadai, and Kamothai. These are the sons of Ham according to their families. And their numbers in those days were about 730 men. And these are the sons of Shem: Elam, Asher, Arpachshad, Lud, and Aram, 5 sons. And the sons of Elam were Shushan, Makal, and Harmon. And the sons of Ashar were Myrus and Mokal. And the sons of Arpachshad were Shelach, Enar, and Ashkol. And the sons of Lud were Pithor and Bezion. And the sons of Aram were Uz, Kul, Gather, and Mash. These are the sons of Shem according to their families. And their numbers in those days were about 300 men. These are the generations of Shem. Shem begat Arpachshad, and Arpachshad begat Shelach, and Shelach begat Eber, and to Eber were born 2 children. The name of one was Peleg, for in his days the sons of men were divided, and in the latter days the earth was divided. And the name of the second was Joktan, meaning that in his days the lives of the sons of men were diminished and lessened. And these are the sons of Joktan: Almodad, Shelaph, Kezamaveth, Yirak, Hadurim, Ozel, Dikla, Obel, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these are the sons of Joktan. And Peleg his brother begat Yen, and Yen begat Zerug, and Zerug begat Nahor, and Nahor begat Terah. And Terah was 38 years old, and he begat Haran and Nahor. And Cush, the son of Ham, the son of Noah, took a wife in those days in his old age, and she bare a son. And they called his name Nimrod, saying, "At that time the sons of men again began to rebel and transgress against God." And the child grew up, and his father loved him exceedingly, for he was the son of his old age. And the garments of skin which God made for Adam and his wife when they went out of the garden were given to Cush. For after the death of Adam and his wife, the garments were given to Enoch, the son of Jared. And when Enoch was taken up to God, he gave them to Methuselah, his son. And at the death of Methuselah, Noah took them and brought them to the ark. And they were with him until he went out of the ark. And in their going out, Ham stole those garments from Noah his father, and he took them and hid them from his brothers. And when Ham begat his firstborn Cush, he gave him the garments in secret, and they were with Cush many days. And Cush also concealed them from his sons and brothers, and when Cush had begotten Nimrod, he gave him those garments through his love for him. And Nimrod grew up, and when he was 20 years old, he put on those garments. And Nimrod became strong when he put on the garments, and God gave him might and strength, And he was a mighty hunter in the earth. Yea, he was a mighty hunter in the field. And he hunted the animals, and he built altars, and he offered upon them the animals before the Lord. And Nimrod strengthened himself, and he rose up from amongst his brethren, and he fought the battles of his brethren against all their enemies round about. And the Lord delivered all the enemies of his brethren in his hands, and God prospered him from time to time in his battles, and he reigned upon earth. Therefore it became current in those days, when a man ushered forth those that he had trained up for battle, he would say to them, "Like God did to Nimrod, who was a mighty hunter in the earth, and who succeeded in the battles that prevailed against his brethren, that he delivered them from the hands of their enemies, so may God strengthen us and deliver us this day." And when Nimrod was 40 years old, at that time there was a war between his brethren and the children of Japheth, so that they were in the power of their enemies. And Nimrod went forth at that time, and he assembled all the sons of Cush and their families, about 460 men. And he hired also from some of his friends and acquaintances about 80 men, and he gave them their hire. And he went with them to battle. And when he was on the road, Nimrod strengthened the hearts of the people that went with him. And he said to them, "Do not fear, neither be alarmed, for all our enemies will be delivered into our hands, and you may do with them as you please." And all the men that went out were about 500, and they fought against their enemies, and they destroyed them and subdued them. And Nimrod placed standing officers over them in their respective places. And he took some of their children as security, and they were all servants to Nimrod and to his brethren. And Nimrod and all the people that were with him turned homeward. And when Nimrod had joyfully returned from battle, after having conquered his enemies, all his brethren, together with those who knew him before, assembled to make him king over them. And they placed the regal crown upon his head. And he set over his subjects and people, princes, judges, and rulers, as is the custom amongst kings. And he placed Terah, the son of Nahor, the prince of his host, and he dignified him and elevated him above all his princes. And whilst he was reigning according to his heart's desire, after having conquered all his enemies around, he advised his counselors to build a city for his palace. And they did so. And they found a large valley opposite to the east, and they built him a large an extensive city. And Nimrod called the name of the city that he built Shinar, for the Lord had vehemently shaken his enemies and destroyed them. And Nimrod dwelt in Shinar, and he reigned securely, and he fought with his enemies, and he subdued them, and he prospered in all his battles, and his kingdom became very great. And all nations and tongues heard of his fame. And they gathered themselves to him, and they bowed down to the earth, and they brought him offerings, and he became their lord and king. And they all dwelt with him in the city at Shinar. And Nimrod reigned in the earth over all the sons of Noah, and they were all under his power and counsel. And all the earth was of one tongue and words of union. But Nimrod did not go in the ways of the Lord, and he was more wicked than all the men that were before him from the days of the flood until those days. And he made gods of wood and stone, and he bowed down to them, and he rebelled against the Lord, and taught all his subjects and the people of the earth his wicked ways. And Mardon, his son, was more wicked than his father. And everyone that heard of the acts of Mardon, the son of Nimrod, would say concerning him, "From the wicked goeth forth wickedness." Therefore it became a proverb in the whole earth, saying, "From the wicked goeth forth wickedness." And it was current in the words of men from that time to this. And Terah, the son of Nahor, prince of Nimrod's host, was in those days very great in the sight of the king and his subjects, and the kings and princes loved him, and they elevated him very high. And Terah took a wife, and her name was Amphilo, the daughter of Cornabo, and the wife of Terah conceived, and bare him a son in those days. Terah was 70 years old when he begat him. And Terah called the name of his son that was born to him Abram, because the king had raised him in those days and dignified him above all his princes that were with him.